Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 32. It says that, let's read from verse 30, do not strive with a man without cause. If he has done you no harm, shall we rise for verse 31? Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, in practical kingdom living, can we take a seat? We want to examine the cure for envy. We want to examine the carnal reason why Jesus Christ was killed. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 18, the Bible tells us the underlying human reason why Jesus was killed. Matthew 27:18 says that, for Pilate knew that they had handed him over because of envy. Pilate knew that Jesus was handed over, he was killed because of envy. But they cited various reasons why he must die. He deceives the people. He says he will destroy the temple. He does not have respect for the leadership of Rome. But the Bible says that underlining every one of the reasons and the shouting of crucify him, crucify him, he knew, nobody told him this, he knew, because he was a leader, he knew that the reason why they had handed him over and the reason why our Lord Jesus died on the cross, the carnal reason that triggered it was envy. Envy is a huge human, fallen human disposition. And various people are under the bondage of envy at various levels. There are some people whose envy is the green eye, Satan's type, the green-eyed envy. There are other human beings, and nobody is exempted. It's part of the nature, including myself, everybody. Hallelujah. Now, once you agree you are a fallen human being, you know, because of Adam's sin, then this disposition is also there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Other people, this is the light green type. In other words, by the grace of God, they are getting over it.
And
Others are almost out of the woods. They are the yellow type of envy. The final type that by the grace of God you are going to get into, when you understand the cure for envy, is where envy has left your life and it is no more green, it is brown. All the chlorophyll, all the green element is gone out of it. Hallelujah. That is where you are getting onto, ladies and gentlemen. This one is experienced by people who have discovered the cure for envy, which is Jesus Christ and who he is to us and what he has done for us. You know, one of the reasons why people engage in competitive living is envy. So when in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 30, the Bible said that we should not strive with a man, in verse 31, he went on to say, do not envy the oppressor. It is because out of envy, it is because of envy that people get to strive. But that is not practical kingdom living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was not envious at all. The second thing that the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when it described love, who is Jesus, is that Jesus, or love suffered long and is kind, and love envied not, or Jesus does not have envy in him. Envy is where you dislike what you have and you like what other people have. Hey! You have something on, but you look down at it. You discard it. And then you like what other people have. And you cherish what other people have. But what God has given you, you treat it as trash. That is what envy is about. Envy started in Lucifer. It is the basic reason why Lucifer fell from his status as a morning star to the dark angel that he is, if you like. Because God gave Lucifer something. It was very unique to him. But he discarded it. But he didn't like it. He said in his heart, I will be like God. I will ascend upon the throne of God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't like where God had put him. He wanted to be like God. That is how envy started. And it's a terrible thing. Because if you look at the start of it, you see that Lucifer shouldn't have been envious of God. Because what he had was so special. There was none like him. His name meant the morning star. And when he appears, morning dawns upon heaven, if you like. Morning dawns upon the earth. Morning is talking about the revelation of God. As he got into his elements, because he was a minister of culture, the culture in heaven was praise. When he got into his elements and he was leading the angelic heavenly host in worship, the revelation of God dawns upon the whole of heaven. He became the morning star. It's interesting how envy can energize people's lives. Because what people have is so wonderful. But many times we are blind to what we have. And other people stand aside and they wonder, hey, this person, how is he belittling this gift in his life? Why is he belittling this exposure God has given him? It's amazing. How come Lucifer could be envious of God? But that is how envy started. Envy is also the basic reason why mankind fell in the Garden of Eden. Because this envious creature, Lucifer, came to the Garden of Eden. And he caused mankind, our first parents, Adam and Eve, to dislike what they were and strive to be like God, which they already were. He said that if you take this fruit and eat, you will be like God. And because Adam and Eve did not like who they were, and they discarded what God had given to them, and they wanted to be like God, they fell. Hallelujah. And up to today, envy can be the reason or the energy of your life. Because it is what motivated mankind to crucify Jesus. So it is something that is so real in everyday life. If the devil had it, if he introduced it to mankind, for which reason mankind fell, if it is true that Jesus was crucified, then it can be real in your life today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Envy can be the energy of all that you want to do in life. The way that you dress, the way you relate with people, your drive and your vision in life, it can be fueled by the negative energy of envy. But today you will have the cure for it. Because Jesus is the cure for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is going to be the energy of your life, so that you can lead the practical kingdom life. You are no more going to be motivated by, I want to be like so and so. You are going to be motivated by Jesus and the way that he led his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fundamentally, people envy others because those other people have got something that they want.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
What is it that you think you do not have, but which you want? What is it you can ever desire in this life that Jesus is not that thing to you? Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to see that in Christ Jesus, in other words, if you were a believer, you have everything that you ever desire. You have it already. You know, that is what the devil does. He lets you become blind to what you have already, so that you strive to get something that you already have in Jesus. That is what he did to Adam and Eve. Although they were already like God, the devil said that if you eat the fruit, you will be like God. It is when you lose sight of what you have in Jesus that envy is better in your life. I want us to understand today that because of the cross of Jesus and by the release of Jesus into the earth, you already have what you admire in people. I want you to know, child of God, that you are beautiful already. Hallelujah. You do not have to strive to become beautiful. Because if you try to become beautiful, do you know how you become? You dim what God has made you, and you look like somebody, something. Hey! Sometimes I tell my wife that don't spend too much time in dressing. Yeah, and that is for all human beings. Some of you are always late for church because you spend too much time trying to dress. Ladies, isn't it true? Hey! Meanwhile, God has made you beautiful already. So you can spend time putting on so much pants that that you become a different creature altogether.
Hey!
I tell my wife, and it goes for all humans, that don't overdress, because the beauty that God has given you, you can so dress and overdress that the beauty becomes covered totally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you do it just a little, you become better off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Sometimes, ladies, it goes for all men also. You know, sometimes you want to look nice, so just before church service, you have to go to saloon, you know. Some of you singers are like that, not so. You have to be at the saloon, you know, Saturday is crucial. And you go to the saloon and you stretch the hair and stretch the hair until you don't look nice again. Oh, it's true. Most ladies, they don't look nice immediately after the saloon. It is. All the natural goes away. But if you wait 3 days, maybe 4 days after the saloon, and the artificial leaves small, and God's natural begins to show from your real face shows. Because sometimes after you have done the corn roll and all those things, the face that we see is not your real face.
Forgive.
You have stretched the skin of your face till you look so tight. But after 3 days, then we see our normal man and our normal woman. No, I'm trying to tell us that what we are striving to be in Christ Jesus, you are already. I want you to understand in the same vein that you are blessed already. And when you try and you strive and you compete and you try to cut people down and you are green with envy and all that, to attain a state of blessedness that God has put you already, you become spiritually a different person. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that Jesus blessed you when he lifted up his hands. The Bible says, bless his apostles who are representing all of us and left for heaven. So you are blessed already. So don't overdo it. Don't try to beat people and minimize them so that you look blessed. Don't try to impress people by appearing blessed by virtue of maybe the house you live in, maybe by virtue of the car you drive or the dressing that you put on. Don't overdo it, because as you try to overdo and become what you are already, you are destroying what you are. We are rich in Jesus already. I said we are rich in Jesus already. And we are loved in Jesus already. I said that we are loved in Jesus already. Don't try hard to be loved. Because no matter who you are, for God so loved the world, God loved you the way that you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love of God is not conditioned on anything. He commended his love to us whilst we were sinners. And it was a perfect love that he gave us. I don't have to try and impress God with anything. In the course of which I have to put somebody down. In the course of which I have to look down and devalue what God has given me. Because I'm enriched in Jesus already. And I am loved by Jesus already. I am celebrated already. I said that you are celebrated already. Wow! If you know who Jesus is to you, you will not strive to be celebrated. Because you are celebrated already. As people celebrate Jesus, they are celebrating you. Because you are part of Jesus. I do not have to be to strive for people to love me, for people to appreciate me. I am appreciated already. I came to tell you today, don't let the devil steal from you. Don't let him steal what you have already, that you are already celebrated in Jesus, that you are already loved in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what excites me about this? It's because I am celebrated not by men necessarily, but by God. That is my focus. Listen, my brother, my sister, if human beings do not celebrate you, never forget that because you are in Christ Jesus, that because you are a believer, the best human being celebrates you. Or I should say, the best creatures of God celebrate you. Angels celebrate you. Heavenly minded humans, they celebrate you. It is a kind of people who may not celebrate you, but people who know that you are a believer, you are in Christ Jesus, they celebrate you for who you are, not because of what you have done, but whose you are and the person in whom you are. You see, you must sometimes calculate and size up the people who are praising you. Because, you see, you can do some things. I can sing a song right now, you see, for people who are not maybe music inclined, I may change keys 6 times, they may not even see it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then afterwards they can be so happy that they are there. Listen to the best of music.
So for see what we said, I am the attack.
Yeah. So you must look at the people who are clapping for you.
Because
sometimes the people who are clapping for you don't themselves, they don't know anything. But when you are applauded by experts, people who know much, people who are important, they have important knowledge in society, if they celebrate you, then you know that by God's grace you are going somewhere. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I'm saying this to make us to know that if fallen human beings do not celebrate you and clap for you, the perfect God himself, he gives you a standing ovation. I said he gives you a standing ovation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.